Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining us right now on that fan hotline is our good buddy, jack of all trades right now at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Jason Mackey. Mackey brought to you by Westminster College, exceptional education that is genuinely affordable. Good morning to you, Mackey.
What up, guys? Happy Friday. Good to see you.
Happy Friday. It is a football Friday, so we'll start there, but there's a bunch of Pirates and Penguins we should get to and we want to get to as well. You think Rodgers will play well on Sunday? And who wins the game?
I think they win the game, Adam. I'll start with that part first. I do think they found something last week. They showed me some stuff outside of Rodgers. I think today is going to be a big day. I know that's a cop-out answer. I think he probably does. I think it takes a lot to take him off the field. He traditionally crushes the Bears. I think he really wants to be a part of this thing. I think he guts it out and plays. As much as I'm curious to see Mason Rudolph, given the way he performed once he came into that one, I do think Rodgers is in there.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just about to ask you. I mean, say Rodgers somehow doesn't play and Mason is the guy. Do you think Mason would do a good enough job to win them the game? And say Rodgers was out 3 weeks, would he do a good enough job to beat the Buffalo Bills next week coming into town?
Ooh. Well, Doran, I mean, given the Bills' defense, the way that group looks, I think Mason would give them enough. Could they score with the Bills? Could they shut down the Bills? I have more questions there. But, man, if you're telling me they have to ride with Mason for a couple weeks, I don't think they're screwed. I really don't. Like, I think Mason has it. I like the tempo with which they operated. I like kind of brings the deep ball back into play, I think, more so than Aaron Rodgers. I was impressed with Mason, man. I can't say I was surprised, but I was impressed.
Jason, the Pirates tossed a little cheddar over to our guy Jack Sawinski, who's out of options. So there's no guarantee that the guy makes the club or anything like that. But what say you on the reports that they were in on Naylor, that they have been in on Schwarber, and what do you expect this Pirates offseason to look like?
I know, man. That one threw a little bit of a wrench at me. That surprised me, seeing you're going to pick up Jack Sawinski or you're going to tender him a contract. I guess I should phrase it like, I don't know how those worlds exist. Like, you're in the Kyle Schwarber talks, you're in the Josh Naylor
right?
talks, but you have Jack Sawinski.
They could get 80 like, Jack Sawinskis for that price.
They could, and they need, well, zero of them. Like, I just, if you're going to go out and be better and spend the money and shoot higher, like, absolutely, do it. They need to. They need to get players who are better than Jack Sawinski. The middle ground, how I understand this, guys, is like, it's so minimally, they're not offering a lot. Like, relatively speaking, they're basically giving him a chance to say, here, try to prove that those 26 home runs 2 years ago were real. No, I don't think they're seriously in on the Schwarber thing. Like, are you monitoring the market? Are you interested in spending more money than you have typically? Yes. You know, were they right down to the wire making Josh Naylor, like, sweat it out, whether he goes to, stays in Seattle or goes to Pittsburgh? No. Like, I think truth is probably in the middle there. Like, you're going to monitor those things. You're not a serious contender for those guys because you haven't won. I think it's going to take a lot to bring them here. You'd have to way overpay, which doesn't make sense for them. What they're probably going to do is shoot below Naylor and Schwarber. Find a free agent who's like, you know, 75, not quite 95, and overpay that guy, I would hope.
Can you give us some names? Like, I mean, we were going through the free agent list the other day. I mean, Cedric Mullins, I could see them signing him. I can honestly see a reunion with Starling Marte. I could see that. Callis believes that they have a good chance of signing Schwarber. I don't know if that's shtick or not, but I don't believe that at all. But who are some guys that they would?
Mullins is a really good one, Doran. He's one of my top tier ones. Like,
ooh.
You look at guys who need the opportunity to prove themselves, who have a recent track record of performance. And like, that's Mullins. He had a bad year last year, but for the previous 5 years, like, he was one of the better five tool players in the game. So the Pirates have to take that gamble and overpay him. Max Kepler is another one of those guys that I really, really like. I can see he makes sense. Harrison Bader also makes sense. I hope they go after, and I do think they will, Eugenio Suarez from the Mariners. I don't know if he's going to leave, you know, and it's going to take a decent amount of money to convince him to sign here, but he has power. They need power. Like, he's not going to hit for a high average. He's not great defensively. I don't care. You know, I also think trades are going to be a part of it, guys. Like, Mitch Keller, like, it's obviously going to be part of their offseason, whether they can get enough value to justify a trade. But like, if you can, Brandon Lau makes a lot of sense from Tampa Bay, has a couple 30 plus homer seasons. He's in the final year of his deal. He could probably be had for some prospects. That trade makes sense. Jordan Westberg from the Orioles is another infielder with some power who really is kind of blocked in Baltimore. He would make a lot of sense. So I think you're probably going to see a free agent signing that makes everybody kind of go, the Pirates are a little bit more serious, and I think you're probably going to see a trade that does that as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So you think they could add 2-3 bats to the equation is kind of what you're putting down?
Yeah, that's what I'm putting down.
Okay, good.
And I think they know they need to. And yeah, I don't think it's going to be like all out on free agency. Like, it's, you know, and I don't think it's going to be Kyle Schwarber. But I do think they're going to add a couple bats here that fix the offense.
Jason Mackey is brought to us by Westminster College, where every student accepted for fall 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship. Matt Venzel is becoming an editor now at the Post-Gazette. And so you, at least for the interim, as I understand it, are doing a lot of Penguin stuff, Jason, and you got a quote from Ryan Graves. He said, quote, "The last few years, I've really tried to fit a mold. Now the staff has said, be you, be what you've been your whole career," end quote. This is now the second defenseman who has come out and, in so many words, thrown shade at the previous administration. Is that how you took it? And how many guys do you feel like felt that way under Mike Sullivan?
Well, I would have said one prior to yesterday, meaning Erik Karlsson. Like, it wasn't a surprise to me that Karlsson felt like he was misused, underused, didn't like playing here, that whole deal. Graves, I didn't realize, fell into that category. And yeah, I mean, I think that was a thinly veiled shot at how he was used. Like, these guys love playing for Dan Muse. That's one thing I've sort of come to realize being here the past couple of days. Like, I'm not going to, you know, be spewing any sort of deep takes. I've been on this for 2 days, although I do watch them and follow them and care about them. But boy, is it pleasant to be around that team right now and talk to guys about playing in that system and how Dan Muse just runs things, you know, and connects with defensemen. I didn't even realize this guy. I mean, they're the best defensive team in hockey, right?
Wild.
They're giving up the fewest goals against per game. And I mean, Ryan
guys
Graves
like Parker Wotherspoon, for God's sakes,
and Ryan Graves and Connor Clifton and Ryan Shea playing top 4 minutes with Artur Shelovs, Tristan Jarry, and Sergei Mirashov in goal. They've been one of the best goaltending teams in the NHL. Like, it's really good, man. And you're doing something systematically that helps that. Like, we've talked about this in the puck side overload in their own zone, and I don't want to get too hockey nerdy, but like, they're getting through to guys and making use of them in a way that the former regime couldn't. And I thought it was really interesting. I had a conversation with Graves yesterday off the record about my job, about what I'm doing. And like, any of us, I feel like, can appreciate this. if you're doing the same thing over and over again, and then you do something else, like it's going to spur creativity. And that's kind of what this little adventure is doing for me. And that's what happened to Graves in Wilkes-Barre. Like he was running a power play. He was playing top 4 minutes. He was doing stuff that he wouldn't do here, and it helped him get his confidence back. Why the former regime didn't do that, I don't know, but it's really helped him.
Jason, little of this, little of that. I like that, man. Thank you for jumping on with us. I know you'll be at Penn's practice today, and we'll catch up with you next week, and we'll hear you on Sunday at Shiloh Platenpour with Dawny Football.
Always a pleasure, dudes. Thank you. Have a good one, Mackie.
Thanks, Jason.
He got a haircut, too. We all got haircuts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.